This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the beloved star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, and of course this time of the year very much in the Christmas spirit. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? How do you like our new compromise tax bill that they're trying to push through?
Well, a lot of people think that the Republicans got the better on this. They got the tax cuts that they wanted. The president, of course, got extended unemployment benefits. But if you're looking for peace and goodwill on earth, you're not finding it between congressional Democrats.
Were you telling me they had to send Joe Biden to the Hill to actually try to persuade people? I mean, Joe Biden is usually told to, you know, stay quiet if possible, right?
Well, you notice none of these meetings were actually on camera, so... Perhaps he's more effective, or at least if there are a series of gaffes, no one else knows about it other than his fellow Democrats.
That's right. So it's time to play something from our Christmas album about that very subject, I guess, keeping Joe Biden quiet.
Here we go.
Hello, Joe Biden here. I'd like to sing a Christmas classic that was written by Irving Berlin and me after my famous televised Christmas Eve debate with Abraham Lincoln. The same night that FDR crossed the Delaware on a horse. Oh, the things that I say are frightful, though the right finds them delightful. The Democrats all yell, whoa! Muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe. I do not show signs of stopping, and the gaffes I make are whopping. In my mouth a foot will go. Muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe, muzzle Joe. If you happen to take a flight, then I'm sure you've contracted swine flu. And Obama is really bright. He is clean and articulate too. You know, the other day some guy on the street was making a little bet with me that I couldn't remember the launch code for a specific classified nuclear missile. And I said, of course I could. It's 25356. And I won 50 rubles from that guy. So the next day, I'm on the phone telling this story to President Ahmadinejad, and he's like writing the whole thing down, and I mean, and now I need a White House clearance for each TV appearance. They'd like me to just lay low. Don't they know, don't they know, don't they know that I love to hear me talk so? Here I go, don't you know, that is Joe.
Oh, Elena, you know, that is more true than you may remember. During the Alito hearings for the Supreme Court, when Biden was still a member of the Senate, each member of the committee had 30 minutes to quiz the nominee, never asked a question, spent the whole time talking.
Actually, we don't need Joe to spill state secrets anymore. We just need, we got WikiLeaks for that, but, you know,
right.
Hope he doesn't feel disappointed.
Yeah, no kidding. But, you know, the big issue, of course, that Biden's talking about is the economy and this tax cut package. And this is like the third straight Christmas where we've kind of felt an economic pinch.
Right, right. How are you doing with your shopping? You got some spare change?
I am almost ready to start.
Okay. Okay. Well, we have a fairly depressing holiday song about Christmas shopping, I think. You want to play that?
Sure, here we go.
I'll be broke for Christmas. Can't afford a tree. Should have known that bubbles blown, I'm facing bankruptcy. Santa's just like I am, hasn't got a dime. Santa's hosed the North Pole's closed, 'cause his loan was prime.
Boy, you weren't kidding. That's really depressing.
So we'll leave you on that note.
I guess so. Off to the stores, everybody.
Yes, yes. I hope that puts you in the shopping spirit.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't think the Obama economic team is going to be adopting that one for the efforts to boost the economy and the nation's retailers over the next couple weeks.
Well, if we can do our part to make you feel good by comparison to the person singing that song, that's our goal.
There you go. Mission accomplished for the Capitol Steps. Elena, great to be with you as always. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about their work online at capsteps.com, where you can get your own copy of the Capitol Steps' most recent Christmas CD, Barockin' Around the Christmas Tree. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.